a big thank you to the Doctor and TARDIS Jukebox as a show for the smooth transition. And coming up tonight on Highly Recommended, I'm really excited about this playlist. I didn't know I was going to be a couple days ago, but I've really fallen in love with a lot of the songs on it. There's a bunch of new stuff. There's a bunch of really, really, like, proggy stuff. Some, like, really old-school sound and prog stuff that came out, like, 2 weeks ago. So that's always really exciting. And then, at some point around 7:15 or 7:30, we'll see. I'm going to be interviewing Felix from Hallway, a Boston indie-based group who just released a new single called Uncle, which you will hear later. And then at 8:30, I will, or somewhere around there, all the times are like plus or minus 15 minutes today, but around 8:30, I will be joined by Statue, and they're going to be playing On the Town tonight, and they're just going to be coming in, hanging out, playing some music, talking about music, talking about things. It'll be a little bit less formal than an interview, and a little bit more formal than just, I don't know, hanging out somewhere in the middle. It'll be fun. And then I'm going to be off the air, but Andrew's going to be on for On the Town tonight, and Statue's going to be playing at 10:30, so stick around for that. There's the next 5 hours blocked out for you and I. Starting us off tonight, really, really, really cool band that I found 2 days ago. They are called Needlepoint. They just released a new album, literally, like, let's see. It's called Remnants of Light, and it came out October 11th, so a week and a half ago. And they are from Norway, and they have a really, really cool classic proggy sound that doesn't sound like it just came out 2 weeks ago. So we're starting off with a song off their new album, and then we're going to hear one of their old ones. It's a twofer. And then we're going to go into the rest of the playlist. Overall, it's very mellow, very psych, very prog. Yeah, it's gonna be great. Stick around.
With a frown, or if I got lost and asked someone. so many hearts turn to stone just because of me. I'm trying to imagine how would my confidence be if so many hearts turn to stone just because of me.
Needlepoint. That first song was called While Our World Is Still Revolving. It came out on the 11th of this month. Really cool Norwegian band. Oh, when I found them, I got so excited. I just was like, okay, whole album, let's go. Okay, other album, let's go. Let's listen to all their stuff. Really, really cool. And that second song was called Robert Reverie. That one came out in 2018. Coming up next, this next song came out October 15th. So we're getting 4 days newer than the last, well, the one before last. This is from a, what's the denonym for people from Quebec? Quebecois? Something like that? I thought that they were from Paris, so I'm glad that they are closer than that. Anyway, they're called Bon Enfant, and I think that this is a really cool song, and I think that the rest of the album is really cool too. So check them out. Calibro 35 with Nautilus. Here's a really cool international band for you. They are Italian, and their bio on Spotify is in English, which is nice. So I know that they are Italian because of that. And that song came out 3 days sooner than the one you heard before that. That was called Nautilus. It came out October 18th. And before that was Bon Enfant with Enfant de l'Air. And right here is World Brain with a song that's basically ancient at this point. It came out at the end of August. Pfft, old news. Really lovely song, though.
Thank you.
You just heard Koizilla's new song, Something, that came out on their new album, Sick, on October 5th. October 5th. What a month for music it's been. Koizilla is based down in Dunedin, New Zealand, right at the bottom of the South Island. And they are a very, very cool band. And if you were listening to that song without headphones, go back, listen to it with headphones, because it's got some really cool stereo separation on the flute part. It just goes back and forth right through your skull. And before that was Clever Moose with, who am I going to butcher this, Nata Alak Kalnajm, and that came out in April of this year. Clever Moose is based in Indonesia, and they are really cool, but they are thinking about doing a North American tour, so keep an eye out for that at some point. Now, a brand new PSA from the PSA binder. Did you know that there are trillions of tiny creatures swimming in your stomach right now? Don't worry, they're called microbes, and they play a crucial role in digestion, immunity, and overall body health. One easy way to keep your gut's microbes happy is with probiotics found in yogurt. Probiotics are beneficial bacteria that help maintain balance in your digestive system. These microbes are what actually allow you to make yogurt from yogurt, meaning you could hypothetically make infinite amounts of yogurt from a single container. Now, that's a lot of yogurt. This has been a public service announcement from Tufts Educational Radio and WMFO Medford. And now, speaking of new songs that have come out in October, here is a new one from Hallway. This is called Uncle. This is their new single. And then, right after this song, I will be chatting with the band. So, don't go anywhere.
Yeah.
All right, we just heard Uncle by Hallway, and now we will be hearing from Hallway themselves. How's it going?
Hey.
Good. Happy to be here. How are you?
Yeah, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Thanks so much for having us today.
Oh, yeah, it's a pleasure. Thanks for coming in.
Of course.
All right, so would you guys like to introduce yourselves, say what instruments you play, and we'll go from there.
After you.
Sure. I'm the lead singer of Hallway. Yeah, that's what I play.
Tanvi Das, everybody.
Tanvi Das, woo!
And I am Felix. I play guitar and I sing a little bit myself.
Excellent.
And we are two-fifths of Hallway here.
Ooh. Yep. And how did you guys meet?
We probably dates back to high school.
Yeah, I think I knew of Felix in high school, but we weren't like close in high school. And like Gabe and Declan were in my grade, so like I was tighter with them. But then after high school, like, you know, Felix, I think, had just graduated college, and Declan, Gabe, and I were still in college. We started playing together just for fun, and it eventually became more serious as we realized we all really enjoy doing this and care a lot about it.
So we go back probably a decade or so, back to high school, I mean.
Yeah.
We, like you said, we weren't, like, the best friends in high school, and there was a bit of a lull in, like, college.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we've known each other for quite some time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how it goes, you know? Life goes in cycles and all that.
Mm.
And so we just listened to Uncle. That came out, I don't know, what's today's date?
It's the
23rd,
day.
5 days ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Friday?
Yeah, super excited about it.
Yeah. Do you have any, did you have a release show?
We didn't have a release show. We were talking about it.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, this is kind of something we haven't really talked about with anybody, you know, publicly, but we haven't been playing many shows. We were kind of in a lull as far as shows, but that we didn't want that to stop us from like putting out music, you know,
for sure.
And though we weren't playing for a while.
But, yeah. I think like we played a lot in the first half of the summer and then we took like a little break and then we, you know, have been reconvening to practice and like write new stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were trying to plan like a little Hallway show. I mean, a Halloween Hallway show. I just don't know.
Yeah.
Halloween. You know,
but so no release show this time, but we're going to be putting out, we'll probably talk about this later, but we'll be putting out more music later in the next year, in the next few months, so there'll
awesome.
Be some shows for those. Yeah.
Do you have any plans that you would like to discuss? Any other big announcements?
I mean,
music video.
Yeah, our
Friday.
Music video for Uncle is coming out on Friday, so that's awesome. And we're still just really, you know, like when you release a song, it's like, it takes me a few weeks to like get over that. It's like I'm still really excited about this release, you know.
But I'm really excited about this video because we filmed it all together, but Felix really just edited it and put it all together, and I was blown away when I saw it. Like, I'm very excited for
this. I had to learn like how to use iMovie. I was like, let me just, you know, because I wanted to do a movie, and it is kind of like an amateur music video, but we were like, we just embraced that as part of it, you know.
Yeah,
I'm excited for people to see that.
I think it's really awesome. I'm excited.
Excellent. And what song's it for?
Uncle.
Oh,
Uncle.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, so it's releasing a week after the song came out, so this Friday. Yeah.
Do you want to talk about, so you said that it's going to be like an amateur music video. Did you have any like direct inspiration when you were designing it?
I guess Declan and I had been watching like All American Rejects videos a lot.
Okay.
You know, that kind of like shots of them playing in cool different places, you'll definitely see that in the video.
Yeah.
So a lot of inspiration from that. I don't even watch music videos that often. I just
same.
It was shot on my like iPhone, like outside.
Yeah.
And my brother has a little like
gimbal.
Like gimbal camera holder thing. So we just kind of did it, you know, with like no past experience doing it.
Yeah.
You know, I just like was learning how to use iMovie.
I was just very surprised for what limited equipment we used, how good it turned out.
Yeah, I'm excited for people to see it.
Yeah,
awesome. Yeah. I'm excited to see it. And speaking of seeing it, where can people find that when it does come out, or where can they find announcements about it?
The song Uncle, you can anywhere you listen to music, iTunes, Apple, Spotify, YouTube. The video will be on YouTube this Friday,
and
probably
we will post about it on our Instagram, which is Hallway the Band on
Hallway
Instagram.
The Band on Instagram. Yeah, but the video, it should be just YouTube, I think.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Looking forward to seeing it.
Thank you. Yeah, we're excited about
that. I'm excited to have it out there.
Yeah.
So what was the recording process like for Uncle?
I mean, I don't know. I think it went well. I'll say that. You know, I mean, I remember.
I'll say, the final product speaks for itself.
Thank you. Thank you. I mean, I remember the day you came in to the studio, and me and our recording engineer, Brad McCarthy.
Yeah.
We were just blown away when she left because she just came in and just killed these vocals.
Oh, thank you.
On Uncle. And
when did we even, this must have been like February?
Yeah, it was back in the beginning of the year we recorded this.
Yeah. I think we all took, I took a trip back to the studio on my own before too. Like, I think we all kind of made a few trips back, make minor adjustments along the way.
I was spending a lot of time in the studio like that. Couple months, like January, February, March, with Brad, and the process was kind of like each of us kind of came in, just killed the studio day, and then, you know, we kind of just mic drop the mic and walk out. Like, we all just recorded really solid takes, I think.
Yeah, and then we would just like listen to all the mixes and see if there's anything we want to add.
Because there's a lot of writing that goes on in the studio, you know, like for me at least, a lot of the writing process happens in the studio.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's I don't think that's for everybody, you know. Usually you want to go into the studio really confident about the song, and we are, but...
Yeah, I would say I agree with that, though. Like, it's not that I wasn't confident in it, but when you're, you know, in that process, there's just so much opportunity to add more, and there's so many things you're hearing, and you're collaborating with other people, so, you know, it's just like a room full of ideas.
Yeah, so we're still writing in the studio, you know, but we came into this one, and we were recording another song as well that's going to come out in January, so it was a good process. We came in really knowing the songs well and having worked on them for a long time.
Yeah, we've known and loved the song for a long time.
Yeah.
I love to hear when something's made with love.
Always.
You know, it's, one of my favorite, musical notes, love.
Yeah,
it's hidden in there somewhere. Yeah. Next time you look at sheet music, it's in there.
You gotta love the song you're going to record, you know, because you're putting it out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're preparing it for everybody to hear. So it's kind of to me at least, it's a sacred process, I think. In some way.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm glad that you brought up the vocals because Tanvi, those really are some very stunning vocals. Do you any vocalists that you are particularly drawn to for stylistic inspiration? There was one that a couple of the notes that reminded me of, but I'll let you go first.
Okay. I will say at a lot of our shows, people will come up to me and say, like, oh, you sound like Hope Sandel, you sound like Adrian Lenker, whatever. Mm. I got Shakira once, which I don't think is accurate. Thank you, though.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
But I don't know. I used to listen, or I do listen to a lot of, like, Indigo D'Souza. I don't know if you're familiar with her.
Yeah.
But she has... I would say my style is kind of similar to her in that way, where her voice is not necessarily, you know, big and robust, but she can get it to this place of being loud and intense. But also she's very good at singing softly and with a lot of, you know, sentiment and feeling, either quietly or loudly. And I think she's someone that I've looked up to for a really long time and admired for a long time. So definitely she is an influence. I would say I also listen to a ton of Remy Wolf. Don't sing like her, but I would love to. Like, she has powerhouse, amazing vocals. I've seen her live like 4 times. Every time is just like a knockout, like incredible. So I would say, like, you know, it's inspiring to see that. And I try to have a little more of that, you know, that powerhouse behind my vocal, even though we just have very different styles. And also we sing a lot of the Strokes. And I think when we first started doing that, that was really hard for me, actually, because I'd been like a soprano my whole life and kind of soft voiced. And at first I just felt like it didn't feel like fit my voice. But as time went on, we played a lot of shows. Like, I really had to learn how to, you know, put that grit into my voice and sing with a more full sound. So I think that helped a lot, too.
For sure. And, you know, the what popped into my mind, and as you were talking about it, I don't know why, because it's not like you have the same voice, but there was something stylistically in there that reminded me of Kate Bush.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, and she's, you know, a fantastic vocalist, but, and like, you're obviously not in that same octave range that she gets up to, but there was something in some of the inflection, maybe,
that
made me think of her music.
Oh,
you're the kind of vocalist that there's nobody really who sings like you.
Well,
you know,
like, awesome.
We can name people that you definitely draw, you can tell you draw inspiration from, but there's nobody really that sounds like your vocal style.
Interesting. Thank you.
Speaking of, on that note, let's listen to another song by you guys. So there were two that you had mentioned earlier. Do you have a preference?
Well, let's listen to Jinx, I guess.
All
right. Yeah, I love Jinx. It might be my favorite off the EP right now.
Mm. Ooh, excellent. Let's do it. Yeah. We'll be back in a minute. And we are back. That was just Hallway with Jinx, and now here's Hallway with Mellow Max.
Yes, sir. Hello. Great to be here. Thanks again for having us, man.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Thanks for coming in. All right. So we've got, I just saw the question. What's coming up next? You guys have that new release, Uncle, that came out a week ago. You've got a music video coming out for that in a week. And then you've got lots of cool stuff coming up in the next couple of weeks. Now that we talked about all the new stuff, let's talk about what really makes Hallway Hallway.
What's coming up?
Yeah.
What's down the hallway?
Yeah. Where did the name Hallway come from?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
I mean, it goes back to us all going to high school together, like walking down the same hallways, and right. You like to talk about the 700s.
Yeah, I feel like I thought that was kind of the sentiment behind it. It was like there was a hallway where all like the music and arts classes were, and I guess the Stoner hallway. and that's like
it was where the theater was.
It was where the theater and the music and arts and things like that were. And you know, we all spent a lot of time there. Like not even necessarily together, but we just happened to spend a lot of time there. And then the high school has since been demolished, and they built a new one. And that was kind of, I don't know. I think when we were talking about like what should our name be, we started with with 700s. Yeah. I think.
Well, we were like, that's too long.
And then we were like, what else can we, like, I don't know. So then we shortened it to Hallway, and we're like, like it's kind of strange, but it sticks.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I think it's like Joey says, our bassist, he's always saying like, it's just a good, solid name.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just a solid name, really. It just describes our sound, you know?
Yeah.
I like that a lot. That definitely provides context.
Yeah.
And every school has that hallway.
Right, it's like, sentimental.
Yeah, now that you meant, like, I can totally picture, I'm like, okay, yeah, the sound, I get, it's all coming together.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Is it, you ever see people that you went to high school with at your shows?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of our hometown fan base is people we grew up with, you know?
Yeah, I would say a decent amount. I'm kind of surprised sometimes I'll see people, like, I haven't seen since high school, which I graduated high school in 2020, so, like, it's interesting to see them this many years later at a Hallway show. I would say a lot of them are also from, there's a farm in our town, and a lot of them come from there as well.
Yeah, so definitely. We see people that we're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, a lot of familiarity.
Yeah.
And they know the hallway.
And they know the hallway.
They're in on it.
It's a beautiful thing.
A lot of them walked that hallway.
Yeah. They'll be like, oh my gosh, we love Hallway. We love Hallway's new stuff. And we're like, oh my gosh. It's that's how we reconnect sometimes, you know. It's like, it's great.
Yeah, yeah.
If your music was a color, what color would it be?
Oh, man. I knew you were going to ask some of these weird questions, too.
I don't know if it's because, like, our first cover was just, like, a sky and, like, some trees. But I picture, like, a baby blue.
A baby blue. I think
like a sky blue.
Each of the projects so far, even though we've only got, you know, two full, like, you know, Rookie and Metal and then the EP.
Yeah.
They each kind of have their own color scheme. Literally, I mean, the cover of the EP is like a brownish kind of.
Right.
So I always think of kind of brown for the EP, but then for the first two singles, like you're saying, it's more like bright kind of blue.
Mm-hmm.
So each release kind of has its own color, you know.
Nice. Yeah. It's important to have a gradient, you know?
Yeah.
When I am interviewing artists, I always like to try to understand how they first approached music. So is there a particular song, album, artist that when you heard it you were like, oh, okay, this is what music can be, this is, you know, like for me it was a Fountains of Wayne CD in my parents' car. And just, oh yeah, I get it, this clicks. Like music's cool.
I mean, I don't think my story of how I got into music is like exceptionally interesting. Like I would say probably the Beatles were the first band. Like, I think most kids, you know, it's like the Beatles, you start listening to it and you're like, oh, okay, this is like how you write a great song. And
well, at least most kids with a good music taste.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just, yeah, I mean, just, I mean, yeah, I don't know. Do you have anything crazy about the way that you were?
Not crazy. I think mine's kind of it's kind of funny, I think. Like, I've always wanted to do music. Like, I told I would come home, like, singing nursery rhymes. My mom would say, and, like, I'd be like, I'm going to be a singer one day. So my dad he knew that I loved a Miley Cyrus song on the radio, so he bought me a Miley Cyrus CD, and we used to listen to it on the drive to school, like, most mornings. So that was it for me, I think. Like, I was like, oh, she's so cool, and she has, like, such a range. And that's, I don't know, now kind of funny to think back on. Like, I was listening to, like, Fly on the Wall, and I was like, yes, this is what I want to do.
Mm. I remember my parents playing, like, I think most people, most musicians you talk to would be like, yeah, the stuff my parents played, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's no, I'm no exception. Like, I remember my dad playing a lot of John Hyatt, and my mom playing a lot of Lucinda Williams, so these singer-songwriters that I would never have known of, like, when I was, you know, 12, but I grew up with them, and they just, you know, stuck with me. So those are two good examples of artists that really got me into loving music.
And what was the first concert that you ever went to?
That's a great question. I've honestly been to a lot of concerts, so it's hard to think back.
I remember distinctly. Yeah. My first concert was a Coldplay concert at Gillette Stadium. I went with my best friend at the time, and we were like 13 or 14. And so my parents were like, you need someone to go with you. So we went with my older cousin. But it was just such an amazing experience. And I remember my friend saying, like, imagine if you were up there. And I was like, that's really crazy. And, like, outlandish, but also really cool to imagine. And it was just such a good show. Chris Martin had, you know, he kept up the energy the whole time. Like, he was running up and down the whole stage. I don't know how he did it. And the lights, I remember the light show was, like, amazing. Mm. It was so cool.
Where was that?
It was at Gillette.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Very cool.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember my dad used to take me to a lot of concerts. My mom, too, took me to a few, and they just all kind of blend together now.
Mm-hmm.
This is when I was, you know, like 12, 11, you know, so I don't know.
For sure, for sure. And, all right, I think I'm going to ask you guys another question, and then we're going to listen to another song and say our goodbyes.
All right.
Let's find a good one. What movie or kind of movie would you want to make the soundtrack for?
That's a hard question.
I don't know. It's not as hard for me.
Okay,
I gotta say, like, a coming of age kind of movie.
Okay,
like,
yeah, that's a good answer.
Or like Napoleon Dynamite type of movie or something. You know, just like
Dynamite.
An indie kind of coming of age, like sad in some parts, but also kind of funny. Like, because our music can be energetic.